I think I will reserve myself on this one and will probably consult the ILO legal department on which form. I would be a little bit hesitant, you know, to propose an interagency or a standing body, no, on behalf of my membership and to say okay or not okay. I think we will revert back with a formal brainstorm cleared by our legal department to UNEC on this one. The second, perhaps part on the second bullet would be the publishing agreement that we will have between the three agencies and the way the new proposed, if endorsed, CTU code would have, and whether it would come, say, in three publications or in two, one with the core code, with one ISBN, and one perhaps grouping the annexes, appendices, tier two and tier three, plus the supplement, I don't know, in another one. Because that one will be the ones that UNEC and IMO will remain with the prerogative to initiate processes of amending, whereas the ILO might be involved or not, at least at the secretariat level, not at the membership organization level. So that the first one would not be amendable unless, you know, the formal process is established in 5, 10, 15 years' time, no? Or initiated at least with the three agencies. And in that sense, yes, I think that we would like to stay with the same terms and conditions that we have currently under the publishing agreement where IMO remains with the ISBN copyright. Well, that's further to be discussed, but also I think that within that bullet, we should include or start thinking about the way in which, if endorsed, it would be published so that the IMO and UNEC can initiate the process of amending the second part. Yeah.